What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about how to avoid entrepreneur burnout. This is when you might feel like everything you're doing is not working. You're constantly thinking about giving up or maybe switching business ideas, which isn't always the worst idea to have, but you really feel like what you're doing is not working. Maybe you're not cut out for it. All these kind of thoughts that really lead into us being, you know, ultimately less motivated to pursue what we're doing. And if what we were doing was not working before, then attacking it with less motivation is probably not going to work out. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the source of where this seems to come from, and also some tips on how to fix it, because for a lot of you, you know, an online business or whatever business you're trying to create, and you know, whatever income level you're trying to get to, is ultimately the path that you want to pursue. It's just a matter of how do you get there in a timely manner where it just doesn't feel like you're wasting so much time to get there, because that's how the burnout happens. How I define burnout is when your expectations don't match up with your results. And because it's largely based on your expectations, because you can only control your results so much, but you can always control your expectations, it is largely due to people's impatience is where burnout happens. So that's part of it, right? So of course, there are things that you can do to make sure you're making the best decision possible so that you can find out working ideas quicker. But on the other end of things, when things don't play out for you right away, you need to be able to look at it through the correct perspective. So one of my favorite Winston Churchill quotes is, "Success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm." And what I've seen, because I've worked with so many new entrepreneurs, as you can guess from, you know, the podcast, and then, you know, I've been running the podcast for 3 years, online marketing for four now, and I also, before that, was in a direct sales position for 7.5 years, and in both online entrepreneurship as well as sales, there's a very high turnover rate. So I've seen so many people come and go for the last 11 years. And, you know, I'm someone who has stayed very long with both of these processes, and I'm nowhere near done with what I'll do in online marketing. So for that reason, I've seen a lot of people come and go. And this typically happens because they have a little bit too high of expectations of not just their what results they want to get, but of themselves and how quickly that they should be good at something. And here's the thing, with a lot of online businesses, I'll talk to the entrepreneurs out there and they'll come to like coaching calls with me, like these free consultation calls that I do, and say, you know, how can we get this done in like a month or 2 months? And they're really so focused on the time frame of how long it's going to take rather than let's just do this. However long it takes for us to do this right is what we want to do. And when you have these unfair expectations of how quickly you're going to get the results, you're always going to be disappointed for one. And two, you're going to attack it with the wrong mindset from the beginning. You're going to be cutting corners and trying to hit due dates that are really just made up by you. And I definitely think it's great to set due dates, but it's also very hard to do so when you're a new entrepreneur and you don't really know of all of the things that you're actually going to have to do. So that's one thing to just know, that it doesn't matter how smart you are. It has nothing to do with that. It's purely experience. Is that if you're in your first couple of years of online entrepreneurship, you should assume that every task or marketing thing that you're looking to do will take more time than you're currently thinking it will take. There's always going to be some other things that you didn't know about yet that will just add more time to it. For instance, if you're like, I want to sell my product on Amazon, a lot of times you're going to have to go through, like if you're selling a gated product, you might have to wait a few weeks or months to get access to even sell it. You might have some other things with shipping it and customs and things that you wouldn't think of when you're brand new, just because, you know, how would you even know about them yet? So it's really smart to just kind of know, if you're newer, that anything that you're looking to do will take a little bit more than what you're thinking it will take. And for that reason, when you're setting these really short time frames for you to accomplish things, it ultimately is you being impatient. And that's what's going to create the burnout. So just know this. Let me give you some examples here. My podcast, when I started it, my main source of income was, I was still in my sales job actually at that time, and I was running my e-commerce business, but I wasn't really making any money from the podcast for a long time. I turned on ads pretty quickly, but it was still making me maybe like $100 to $200 per month. And the first thing that I sold on the podcast was probably like 4 to 6 months in, and it was like a $45 thing and like a $100 thing and like a $400, you know, coaching plan that I made up, like these cheaper things. And even if you sell like, you know, 50 of them, it still doesn't, you know, add up to a ton of money. So I probably made between like 10 and 30,000, actually probably more like 8 to 15,000 in the first like year. And of course that could have been done quicker, but it was like my third business and the one that I was giving the least amount of time to at the beginning. And I was testing offers and I didn't have an audience yet. I put out like 10 podcast episodes in my first week. And then I was putting out weekly episodes after that for a year. And it just takes time, to one, get the audience to sell to, two, learn how to sell it to them, whether it should be sold on your website, sold on a sales call. You know, how you should price it, what the payment structure should be, all of these things, you know, exactly who your target customer is. All of these things take a long time to figure out. And when you're thinking of executing a marketing strategy, in order for it to work, let's say you're like, I want to run Facebook ads. In order for Facebook ads to work, not only do your Facebook ads need to work, but your pricing needs to be correct. Your offer needs to be packaged correctly. Your targeting needs to be done correctly. Your website needs to be set up correctly. You also have to probably have some kind of upsell process or something that it at least encourages bigger orders built in. You need a section that's going to handle FAQ and make sure that any objections that they have are going to get answered. You probably want abandoned cart emails. There's so many things that you're probably not thinking of that you really do need in order to make a lot of marketing strategies work. And a lot of times when I talk to people, you know, I will give you the benefit of the doubt that mostly this is just because you don't know what you don't know. Even with all the things that I just listed off, I probably caught some of you off guard. Like, all right, I did not think about that. I was just going to turn on Facebook ads. Like, people will be like, hey, how much do I need to promote my Instagram post for in order for me to get sales? It's like, there's so many more moving parts to creating an online sales process than just clicking promote post on your Instagram thing. So one of the things, the main point I'm just getting across as far as like an action for you to take is just know that if you are in your first couple years of doing anything, that you don't know what you don't know yet. And to acknowledge that is in your benefit, just so that you naturally give yourself a little bit more time on some of the goals that you set. Not that you should not be ambitious, but when it comes down to doing things properly, you're gonna want to take the extra time. So, Then going back to like that podcast story, like at year two, I still probably didn't make that much. I don't know an exact number, but it certainly was still not my main source of income my second year of running it. And I was just doing like a weekly episode, and I came out with like $1,000 course. I came out with like a $600 course. I came out with like a $45 challenge or like $49 challenge. I came out with like a $15 Insta accelerator course and another $99 course. Like, I came out with so much shit. Like, and then I tried pitching them every which way. And, the thing is like, the cool thing about testing offers is you're still going to sell it's probably a decent amount of the offer. And then just kind of know if you have an offer that is an evergreen one or one that it's just kind of done with. Like the content challenge isn't really something that I would promote as much nowadays. And, you know, it was just more of a thing that I could run for a little bit. So it takes a while to come up with an offer that your company is going to be able to sell for a couple years even. Otherwise, a lot of times at the beginning, you're testing so many smaller ones and they will either not work at all, or they'll get you results at that time, but not be something that you can like keep selling, you know, week after week for a while. So, you know, I was going through a lot of that. And then finally, like a little bit over 2 years in is when I found an offer that was something of like true value that I could offer people that was a great price, a great deal for them, crafted a sales process around it, which I'm still refining, but at least it's mostly, you know, done, mostly figured out. And it just took a while to figure things like that out. And this happens with most companies out there. So what I'd ask you is, it's great that you're ambitious and wanting to get results in the first couple months of being an online business. But if you made less than $10,000 profit in your first year, but made significant strides at figuring out your target audience and got your website down and got your offers down and just, you know, you just figured out a bunch of stuff as well as acquired a bunch of skill sets. A lot of you are like, all right, you need to learn Canva in order to run your business, right? Like you need to learn Reels. There's so many skill sets that it's not just about putting in the action and do the work. When you're new, you're probably going to need to learn a lot of skill sets before you can even take any action. Like it's constantly like, all right, we need to get emails going. So first step, learn email marketing. Step two, implement. Step three, seek more information. Step four, like finally be kind of okay at it. Like all of these skill sets that you have to learn in online marketing are skills that you could be getting better and better at for years and like decades even. You know, if email marketing, someone who's been doing it for 20 years is still probably learning how to get better at it, even though they're probably very structured at what they do and they're probably amazing at it. You know, it still is like it's marketing, right? You can be infinitely creative with it. So there still is always room to grow in all of these little skill sets that you need to learn as an online entrepreneur. And when you increase the skill sets, you're going to increase your results and also just maybe decrease the time that it takes you to do these things. So you'll get more profitable per hour in the future too, just by getting better and better at these skill sets. So what I'm mostly saying is that in order for you to really make your business happen, just know that you're going to have to love the process, because if you don't love the process, then whether your business takes 3 months, 6 months, a year, you know, or 3 years or 5 years before it's really making money, you won't care if you love the process. You won't care nearly as much. But if you don't enjoy the process and then you don't get results as quick as you want, which I'm sure if you don't love the process, you're probably going to lean on the side of like, all right, this has got to work in 3 months. That's ultimately where the burnout happens. So another thing that you can do is that, like, the beauty of being a business owner is you can design, you know, however you want to do the marketing and sales process that is more accommodating to what you can show up and do. So if you want to post reels and grow organically, if that's more your style, or you want to grow on YouTube, then great, like do organic marketing. If you don't want to be a content creator, then you're going to need to set up some kind of paid ads in order to not have to be a content creator and still get sales. Then you just have to learn copywriting and you have to learn, you know, paid ad strategies. If you don't want to do either of those and you like to be more personable with people because maybe you're more extroverted, then you can set up your business where you're doing messaging to people and you interact with them in DMs to get, you know, sales calls booked, and then you go on the calls and now you're able to be extroverted and talk to people. So you kind of have to know what you're like, and then just kind of know that you can probably set your business up around doing activities that you get more joy out of doing. So that's one of the other benefits of this. But if you don't set yourself up in a way that you love the process, or you pick a market that you know, you really are just doing it because you think you're going to make a lot of money in it, but you're not really passionate about the market that you chose, that's also going to make it very hard to still want to do it in a couple years. And you at least want to know that your business will not close because of your disinterest, right? You would hope that it would close for other reasons. But if you like build this business over a few years and it's going great and everything, I mean, you can always sell it. But that's, you know, easier said than done in a lot of cases. And, you know, then now you're just like, I don't even like my business. So there's a lot of things like that, that you just need to keep in mind, where if your expectations don't match up with your results, then you will get burnout. So you can, you know, lower your expectations. I know that sounds weird, but I think you get what I'm saying, of just knowing that there's going to be a lot of things that you're overlooking when you're new. There's going to be, even like in e-commerce, when you do out the math for like your profit margin on your products, almost every person I've ever talked to that is getting into an e-commerce business that is telling me about their, you know, expected profit margins is not accounting for so many numbers. And it's because you don't know about them yet. But then that also is going to, there's just going to be a lot of things that you, that might come up. And when that comes up, you know, going back to that quote, moving from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm, that's ultimately what it's going to come down to. So you just have to know that if you stick with it long enough, assuming you actually are in a good market to be in, and you have an offer that solves a problem, then I would say you are a matter of trial and error away from that business working. All right, you do have to have a good market that has money and has a real problem that you can actually solve. And then you have to figure out the marketing and all of these little intricacies that go into it, the content creation for your market. There's so many things to it, as you guys know. But it's a matter, like, you really have to get all of it working pretty well in order for it to start really working. And a lot of people might take 2 to 4 years before they really get there. But what I want you to know is that if it takes you 2 to 4 years, you won't care. Like, it won't feel that long, and you'll look back at the process and you'll honestly love it. I love looking back. The other day, I have like the ClickFunnels subscription where you get 20 funnels max. And I hit my max, and I was like trying to create a new one. It's like you have to archive an old funnel. And I went back to like my first ones, and it just felt like it was like 10 years ago. But it was like, this was made like 2 years ago. And it was just like, this is crazy. Like, this is like the course that I tried to sell. Like, it's just kind of fun. Like, I mean, if you're not having fun with it, it's going to be very hard. So, you know, set yourself up to have fun as much as possible, because when you're not making money, you know, a lot of people, if you're not having fun and you're not making money, you're gonna have burnout. If you're not making money but you're having fun, you're probably gonna be like, you're gonna be okay, like, just knowing like, I'll eventually make money, for now it's still fun. So try to set yourself up where your business's tasks are in line with what you want to do as much as possible in a market that you're actually passionate about. And know why you started as well. Like, if you're trying to get more time with your family and passive income and blah, 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 move to a different country, like whatever at the root, or like quit your job because you hate it. You know, you just want more freedom. You want to work for yourself, whatever, like, main reason why you really want to run a business. Don't forget that as well, because usually that thing that you're really going for is absolutely worth the wait. And I don't want to make you guys think like, oh, it's going to be years before this works. I'm just telling you that if you have the expectation of this needs to work in a couple months, or I'm going to be disappointed, you're being disappointed way too early. The last thing I'll say here, I kind of meant to touch on this earlier when I was bringing up my sales job that I had before in online marketing. I just saw such a high turnover rate. The reason why a lot of them quit, it usually happens in the first month. Like, 80 to 90% of people quit within the first month. Maybe online marketing, when people have their business idea, it's a little bit longer. But like with the sales job, When people were accepting this job, they were essentially accepting it as their only income stream, or like the only job that they would work. A lot of times when people start an online business, they're doing it while working whatever job that they started. But when people accepted this sales job that I was at, they were, you know, probably quitting whatever other job they had, like they were relying on as their main source of income. So the turnover rate was really quick for people who didn't, you know, like it. And just to run some numbers by you so you can really see how much people quit and how quickly they give up on themselves. And this is what you guys need to avoid. And I thought this would be different because a lot of people for that sales job would be like between 18 and like 25 that were applying. I thought it was because they were younger. But once I got into online marketing, when I got older and I have friends that are like realtors and stuff. And you guys have seen, like, you guys all have those friends who have invited you to like the Facebook page of their new business and then never posted anything. It doesn't really change when people get older. It's like most people quit before they even start. So basically our process for getting people into interviews to apply for sales reps, we would schedule people, half of the people that were scheduled for interviews showed up to the interview because they would schedule it and then they'd look it up and they'd see that it's sales and they'd be like, I'm not good at sales or whatever, I don't want to do that, and they'd just be scared of it. And 50% of the people wouldn't even show up to the interview and usually didn't even say anything. They would just ghost us and just not show up. Then 50% of the people that we hired showed up to day one of training, even though they were all so excited to accept the job. Whatever would happen in those couple days, maybe a friend or family member would talk him out of it and say, hey, you're not good at sales, what are you doing? Like, you shouldn't do a sales job, that's risky. Or they talk themselves out of it. So already we had two 50% funnels before day one of training would even start. And then 50% of people that start day one training finish the third and final day of training. So again, another half lose there. And then probably about 20 to 50% of those people drop off after about a month or two. And the thing is that this is an opportunity that people are making millions with. Like this is an opportunity that's been around since 1949. So obviously it's not this sales opportunity that I was, you know, working for that was the issue, because there's so many people doing it as a sustainable business for, you know, 80 years basically, or 70. So obviously, you know, that it could work if they were willing to work on it, but most people would leave really quickly and then just say something along the lines of, oh yeah, I'm bad at sales. And you really need to watch whenever you say things like this, I'm bad at something. You don't want to project that out into the universe or make it any more real for yourself, because whenever you say you're bad at something, that belief does not serve you. And in order for it to be able to serve you or to at least stop affecting you, you have to be able to release it. And if you actively speak it out loud to yourself and say, I'm bad at sales, I'm bad at marketing, you're really pigeonholing yourself into being that, you know, until you stop. So be very mindful of that. But the other thing was that, of course, they were bad at sales. They were only there for a month. It took me like at least 2 to 3 years, I would say, before I was honestly really good at sales. I was good because I worked really hard at the beginning, so I'd naturally just sell stuff because I would just do a lot of appointments. But a lot of my numbers in my first year of sales were actually below averages for like closing ratio and average order. I just did so many appointments and, you know, was really good at cold calling that I was able to, you know, get all these appointments, and I was good at referrals, so I would never run out. But ultimately, it just took me a long time before I was even hitting average numbers. But even the people hitting average numbers were still quitting in the first week or month just because they realized, like, man, I don't want to do this work. And that's totally fine. Like, if you start doing your online business or any kind of business at all, and then you realize, like, I do not want to post on Instagram, I do not want to message people, I do not want to learn paid ads, I do not want to learn how to build a website, like, I do want to sit on a beach and make passive income, but I don't want to do any of this process, then that's totally fine. That is a great reason to say, hey, this is actually not what I want to do. But for a lot of you, you rule it out as that you're bad at it when you're really trying to learn one of the most complicated skills there is, and you're expecting yourself to be good at it in a month. So how I like to say it is that you can be good at anything that you're willing to be bad at long enough. And if you truly want it bad enough, I know for a lot of you, maybe like you're not great at marketing right now, right? Don't say it. Don't say that you're bad at marketing, but you're not good yet. You're in the process of learning it, and you've only been applying yourself for maybe however long you've listened to my podcast. And you're like, man, I'm not really good at this. I don't like being salesy. You can learn it. I promise you that anyone can learn sales, and they should as well, because it really is one of the most valuable, if not the most valuable skill that you can have in the modern day world. And it truly is such a fun skill to learn once you understand it. What I will say, I think the biggest stipulation people have around sales is they don't want to be high pressure. When you are new, you will be high pressure on accident. Once you are a more veteran salesperson or marketer, your marketing won't come across as needy or desperate for, or like trying to close people or like annoying people at all. Like it will sound like that at the beginning because you don't really know how to word things properly yet. You're more just like sale, right? But then once you learn how to be a proper marketer, you'll learn how to do so with low pressure, because most of the things you're buying nowadays, you didn't really feel pressure from the company to buy, but it's very difficult to learn how to create urgency in your product and offer, but also not be high pressure at the same time. It's just a skill that takes a while to learn. But just know that veteran salespeople, you know, never feel like they're like cramming products down people's throat. Like that's just something that you'll learn to get over. So the definition you have in your mind right now of like what it means to be a good salesman or marketers is probably not really how you would feel about it once you actually get there. I just want to point that out. But yeah, guys, enjoy the process. Have fun with it. It might take a couple years. You might get there in a couple months. But apart from looking at it like years and months, I would look at it in terms of hours, because it's more so that it takes however many hours for you to figure out your business. And whether those hours happen within a couple months or a couple years is up to you. So you do want to be patient with it and yourself to learn these skill sets, but it's not to say that you shouldn't be extremely aggressive about it and work, you know, really hard at it, because you do have control of making your business happen a lot quicker. Because it's, like I said, it's a matter of how many hours you put into it. And whenever those hours happen at whatever frequency is up to you. So you do have to be aggressive with it, but also be patient and just know that, you know, it might take a little bit longer than you're currently thinking right now. And if it takes a little bit longer for you to do it correctly, rather than you rush it to do it wrong, you know, rushing it and doing it wrong, even though it took less time, you won't get the results that you want. And that's ultimately what's creating the burnout. But if you take a little bit of extra time to put into your marketing and your sales process, it's really going to play out well for you. Last thing I'd say here, guys, book a free consultation call with me, okay? Everyone gets one free consultation call with me. Just do it now, because a lot of you are doing business moves right now that you shouldn't be doing. Just going to say that. And those of you who are very certain that you are probably still at risk of that. No, you're not. this is just something that I've been around the block on enough times. I've worked with enough businesses and all of the different major industries that we see nowadays with all the major business formats, you know, coaching and e-commerce and brick and mortar even, that I know every strategy that there is out there. I know every strategy that you're currently thinking about right now. But the thing that I do have is the wisdom to weigh these marketing strategies and decisions that you're currently making against each other, which only really comes from having the wisdom to really know, you know, how much work it's going to take to execute all these ideas you have. I know some of you are like, I want to grow on YouTube, or we need to get ads going, or we're going to, you know, go on Pinterest or TikTok. Like, you have so many ideas. And whether you want to do a funnel or not, or you know, how you want to package your offer. And if you just run these ideas by me, I can very quickly tell you, you know, what is great about those ideas and what potential pitfalls you might not be seeing. And then from there, I'll give you a personalized marketing strategy for your business for free. If you want my help with it after that, then I'll let you know what that would look like. Otherwise, there you go. I'll give you a personalized marketing strategy for your business. And I'm telling you guys, the people who come on these calls really feel like, damn, have I even learned anything from your podcast? Because that was just so much more valuable that when I can speak to you about your business and I make the podcast basically just, I'm just like, here's the actual podcast that only you need to listen to. And all the examples are going to be your business. You're going to see how much more effective it is for you to learn a lot of really good stuff in a very short amount of time. So book a 45-minute free consultation with me. Do it right now. You know you're not going to do it later. It's in the description here, and we will get a great game plan for your business going. So can't wait to talk with you guys. Last thing, we are on a mission to 1 million downloads by June. So subscribes, reviews, shares, anything that you can do. We are at 750,000 total downloads over 3 years right now. And I want the last quarter of the million, the next 250,000, rather than coming at the year-long pace, to come in a six-month pace. So ultimately, I'm going to do my part and come out with the best content I can, but you guys smashing some buttons on your end really helps so much. So press the subscribe, go down on Apple Podcasts, press whatever stars you want, as long as it's five, and write a review if you got the time, because you know you do. It'll take like a second. Really appreciate it. I will talk to you guys on Thursday.